Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we're talking about different attitudes and acceptance of UFOs as something more than demonic, or are we getting to that, Katina?
You know, I think it's very possible. I'm always open to different opinions, and, you know, I find myself personally changing my mind all the time. But the thing that I look at, whether or not these are some type of demonic entities, I really don't know. Guys, just give me some leeway here. You can't figure this out until we figure out really the deal with flat earth. I'm going to tell you why. Because we live on a flat plane of existence, and the Bible is true. And we're talking about we're in some type of dome setting, and up above us, and I'm taking some of this from the book of Enoch, by the way. I had a fantastic guest to talk about that. But if there's nothing but us here, and we go by strictly what's in the Bible, right? Then in the Bible, it talks about that these demons are not underground, they're in the sky, right? They're not underground. Let me tell you what really struck my, it just shocked me, honestly. I was watching the movie, Batman versus Superman, and a lot of these researchers always say, listen, they tell you what's happening, and it's all in the movies. It's a thing about they have to have our consent, and they never hide nothing. They always tell us what's going to happen or what's happening. Well, in the movie Batman versus Superman, I was watching it with my son, and one of the actors, I forget the guy's name, but he talks about this painting, and this painting has demons in it, right? And these demons are not up above, they're flying in the air, in other words. And he says, his exact words were, we all know that demons do not come from the ground. Demons are in the sky, okay?
I think he was referring to Superman, that some people,
that's exactly
this might
right.
have been
and
Lex Luthor saying
that's
this,
right.
that some people regarding Superman as some kind of God figure because of his superpowers. But Lex Luthor wants to say, no, 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 he's evil.
Right, trying to turn him into someone that the world turns against, right? That he's really not here to save us, he's going to hurt us. Let me tell you something about this. Maybe you guys have interviewed him, but he's fantastic. His name is Ali Sadatan. Have you interviewed him?
Can't say we have.
No, we
haven't. Okay. You have to get him on the show, and I'll give you his contact information. But he comes at it from the perspective that these demons are wearing a different hat now. They are showing themselves as aliens, right? But I'm finding that this is something that researchers are looking into. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'm pretty sure one of my researchers said that he looked into, what is it? He's the UFO researcher from Project Blue Book.
Dr. J. Allen Hynek.
Yeah, J. Allen Hynek had looked at that as well. I mean, have you heard that he came up with that conclusion, or that was something he was looking at?
Well, you know, I interviewed Dr. Hynek a time or two and talked to him on the phone. And I got the impression here he was moving beyond the traditional alien explanation to accommodate a 4D kind of thing, alternate reality, something like that, multiverse.
Well, this is really interesting, and it brings up a colleague of Hynek's, of course, and a question that I was going to want to put to you, Katina. It dovetails right into all of this. What do you think of Vali's idea that there is a kind of a control system agenda to influence earthly culture via these esoteric experiences?
I think that is very possible, even though I haven't looked at a lot of his stuff, believe it or not. You know, I'm so caught up in so many other different aspects of my show. I don't just look at, you know, alien phenomena. I talk about a lot of different things, but I find myself changing my mind a lot, you know, and I'm doing this privately, of course. I'm never sharing my thoughts with my listeners, but and it's okay. And I think that's very smart. You can't just be dead set on something. You know, you have to look at all of it, whether we're really going to figure this out, you know, in our lifetime. I doubt it. I think it's so complex, and I think there's so many things that all of us need to consider. Now, something else is very interesting is the new series that's on, I think it's History Channel, and it's where Elizondo, you know, is going around, is talking to Fravor about the Tic Tac UFO and all that stuff. Well, he says in one of those episodes that someone in the Pentagon was telling him not to research this, you know, this phenomenon, because it is demonic. Have you heard that?
No, but there is a controversy over Elizondo, and that is whether he actually headed this Pentagon UFO project or was just someone who participated. I mean, literally, that's a kind of a controversy where there exists one or more letters from the Navy asserting that he actually wasn't, or from the Pentagon, he wasn't the head. That's something that John Greenwald at the Black Vault was able to unearth.
Oh, wow.
There's always another shoe in the UFO field.
Isn't that the truth? It seems like just when we start to, or think we're starting to get a grip on it, it shifts. It's got this tricksterish nature to it, which is another thing that we got into talking about on the last show and in recent episodes, is this idea that the phenomena itself is slippery and won't let us really get a grip on it in any way, shape, or form. And that in reality, the powers that be, the Navy, the Air Force, the defense intelligence agencies, they've got to know more than we do. But do you think, and I'm not even sure anymore, I used to think they probably know a whole lot more. I think they do know a whole lot more, but maybe not as much as I used to think they knew.
I think they know a whole lot. Do I think all of them know everything that's going on? No. There has to be some type of splinter in the government where you have a group of people that really know a ton, and then you have to have a group of people that don't know anything, and they're like us trying to figure it out. And I don't know where this announcement's coming from. I do find it very concerning and a little bit disturbing, because for years they've been saying nothing to see here, nothing to see here. Okay, so why now? I mean, what's your gut telling you on that, Gene?
Well, it might be the magician's trick, which is to point you in another direction to mislead you. That something may be going on, but they want you to look at this, which is one of the theories I have about UFOs, for example, that what we see is not the actual phenomenon. Maybe we are participating in what we see, which is a co-creation hypothesis related to collective unconsciousness, such as voiced by a fellow named Greg Bishop, that when you see a UFO, when you start looking at that, whatever's going on somewhere else. And that might be the real mystery.
Yeah, when we got talking with Kevin D. Randall about this, and of course, I'm sure you're familiar with him, Katina. He's one of the foremost researchers in the field today, along with people like, say, Jerome Clark. We got talking about this whole Tic Tac incident, and I posed the idea to him that what maybe we're dealing with is not some sort of alien visitation, but some sort of advanced countermeasures that the Navy or the Defense Department actually has created, because all of these incidents took place, well, during a training exercise. And there's some really interesting things that happened during this, like the people who came and took the recorders away from the ship. They didn't even know we're on board the ship. It's as if they knew that they were going to be getting those recorders to take away and do analysis on afterwards. At one point, these Tic Tac objects rallied back at an original rally point that they shouldn't have been able to know about. UFO researchers goes, oh, well, it must be some telepathy, or how did they do that? Well, if this was actually some sort of advanced countermeasures test, super secret beyond even what the knowledge of the people involved in the exercise themselves knew, then they would know where that rally point was. They could manipulate the whole thing from behind the scenes. They would want to keep it all secret because they wouldn't want it to get out to foreign powers that we have that sort of technology.
More to come with Gene, Katina, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So Randall was beginning to dovetail here into the fact that Katina has a military background, and maybe we can trace her interest in where it started in strange phenomena.
Well, to be honest with you, it started way before that time. My interest really started in just strange things when I was 14. I actually witnessed fire coming out of a hill behind my house, which used to be an old graveyard, at nighttime. Myself and another kid in the neighborhood, and I didn't know what it was, and it scared me to death.
Fire coming out of what was once an old grave. Now, what kind of fire? Like, are you talking something that, like, burns things, or just a strange glow?
Yes.
Or
just like fire, like something that burns things, absolutely. And it was pitch black. It was dark back there.
Did you investigate it further? Like, was there actually a fire that had burned things in the area? Or did you check it out more?
Oh, yeah. What? Well, not that night. You know, that night I ran home, and both of us, because we were scared. But the next morning when we got up, we went right to that same spot, and there's no burn, you know, no burn in that grass. But it looked like someone just set fire to that part of the grass, and the fire literally just sucked itself back down into the hill. I mean, it was scariest thing I've ever witnessed.
Okay, now I'm a bit confused here. You're saying it didn't look to you upon investigation later that there had been a fire, but while the event was happening, it looked like things were actually on fire.
Yes.
But later there was no evidence that there really was any fire.
Right, and,
wow.
And two
okay.
of us saw it. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I was just trying to determine where the weird part of it was, but that is okay. Yeah, that would be pretty.
Yeah, just like someone would ignite, you know, a campfire or something. And behind the hill, of course, this went between two roads. It, like I said, the whole area used to be a graveyard, and it was pitch black back there, you know, no lights. And we were just standing out and just looked back, you know, behind the houses, and that fire just started. And it was crazy. You know, we looked at it with, you know, open mouths and just shock. And we both ran home after we saw it, you know, disappear.
How old were you again?
14.
Right. Okay. So young, but not so young that you didn't really know what you were looking at necessarily. And did you tell anyone about that experience?
Oh, I told my mom about it.
How did they react?
I don't know. I think she just kind of dismissed it, you know, just go to bed. But the next day I said, listen, we really saw this, you know, I don't know. And then I told her, you know, hey, I went back there and looked at that spot, and there's no burn in that you know, I don't know how that happened. It was just weird.
And,
so,
of course,
yeah.
Seeing it with a friend of yours, you
yeah.
have confirmation that you're not just imagining things.
Oh, yeah, and we talked about it, too, and he was shocked. I said, did you see that? He said, yeah. And I said, what did you see? He said, I saw fire. I said, I did, too, and we left.
When was the last time you communicated with this friend of yours?
Oh, well, he died a long time ago. Yeah, he lived to the mid-20s, so he died.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I was just
yeah.
wondering if he would have remembered that all these years later.
Yeah. But you know what? When I talked to him, when I got out of the military, I ran into him again, and I asked him, hey, you remember when we saw that fire coming? He said yes. So, yeah, I did. I actually did talk to him about that.
Okay, now the military, tell us a little bit about what you did in the military.
Well, I was in a missile maintenance battalion, which was 92 Alpha, and we actually had the multi-launch rocket systems where we would have all the parts for those guys that go out into the field. I don't know if you've ever seen these before, but they're on the back of trucks, and they have, like, these multiple rocket launchers that kind of raise up. You know,
sure.
And they just
yeah.
fire, you know, they're pretty wicked to see them,
yep.
you know, happening. Pretty frightening. But I went in during Desert Storm. I was probably crazy, but I did. And I stayed in 5 years. I was fortunate enough to go to Germany, and I've been to Austria, and I've been to Holland, and I've been to France. And then I left and went to New York, and we had to be deployed to Haiti, because there were some things going on down there with the government. So we got the pleasure of spending, and I'm being sarcastic, 6 months down there, which was pretty hard. But then after that, I got out. I've had some great jobs. The one I'm most proud of really is working with children. I'm proud of all of them, but working with children really is something that I loved. And the ones that I worked with are, you know, boys and girls waiting to be fostered out or to find a family. And most of my kids were teenagers, you know, so it's pretty hard to get them homes at that age. But we did our best to make their stay as comfortable as possible. But I'm more of an entrepreneur type person. You know, when I had the opportunity to just stop working and podcast full time, I jumped at it because I felt like this was truly my calling. And, you know, I've just been very fortunate. I've met a lot of great people. You know, you guys having me on your show really is just an honor. And so this is what I hope to do for the rest of my life, really.
Well, I'm thinking, and Gene, I think you'd agree that I think it's as much an honor on our end as well. That is a very impressive background. And certainly, you're going to be welcome back here more than just today. So now that you've gotten into doing podcasts, can you tell us a little bit more about your podcast? It's called the X Podcast?
Yes, that's one of them. It's X Podcast, and that's more of a storytelling type podcast. You know, I talk about haunted asylums and most violent prisons and unsolved murders and disappearances, things like that. And then, of course, Mysterious Radio is the one that I've been doing the most, and splitting my time up equally between them has been pretty hard, but, you know, I love it. I really love it, and I try to foster a community of people that, you know, really just appreciate, you know, the hard work that we all put in to our shows. One thing I would like to tell you is that I'll tell you about what the most wicked interviews that I've ever conducted. It literally scared me when I was talking to him about it. Okay. I talk about paranormal stuff as well. Well, I had the honor of talking to the Catholic priest that exorcised the demonic entity that was terrorizing the family in Indiana. Now, I heard about this on the radio, and then like a year later, I said, you know, let me just try and reach out to him to see if I can get him on the show. Well, I begged him, please sit down with me 45 minutes to talk about this. Well, he agreed. One thing I wanted to talk about and just tell you up front is this made the news. I never heard about something like this actually coming out. He told me that the family had been terrorized by this entity. The kids were being like thrown up against walls and things like that. Well, the authorities got involved and they took him to the hospital. So they took him to the hospital. Of course, at that point, the hospital has an obligation to call DHS and get those people involved. So, and they came in and the nurses were there and police were there. One of the boys was holding the grandmother's hand, and that little boy walked up that wall and on the ceiling, and then he dropped down. He says that the hospital called him in absolute panic.
Welcome with Katina, Gina Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
PG&E is shutting off the power to nearly 1 million customers across Northern California. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo says residents need to take extra precaution on the roads this evening.
We need everyone to approach intersections with caution. The signals are out. We want everyone to come to a four-way stop. We want everyone to obey all road closures and detours. Most importantly, avoid the driving at night if at all possible.
High winds are threatening power lines while the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County burns over 25,000 acres at 10% containment. The scheduled shutoffs are between 6 o'clock and 9 p.m. Pacific time, beginning tonight through midday on Monday. Striking auto workers are heading back to work. The UAW and General Motors reached a 4-year labor contract late Friday after a 40-day strike, which cost General Motors over $2 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Just when it gets so fascinating, like in the old days of the movies, they had the cliffhangers.
Yeah.
Katina,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, that's the good part of it. Okay, so he tells me they called him in a sheer panic. He gets over there, and he's, you know, witnessing this boy having, like, convulsions, and all the children were in one room, and that this demonic entity was literally making them, they would say, like a little boy would say a couple of words, and then another little boy would say a couple of words, and then another girl would say a couple of words, but it was all one sentence. You see what I'm saying? Like this entity was making them say a complete sentence through all three kids.
This sounds like something like out of a movie
yes.
or something. It, you know, this is perfect for Halloween coming up. I'm starting to get creeped out about this now. It's like, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's just things like that. Like, you know, there was a point in time he told me he was unnerved by it. I mean, he had to go get special permission from the Vatican to be able to do this for these people. I mean, they just can't willy-nilly and just decide, you know, okay, I'm going to help you. They have to get special permission to actually help them, but it wasn't easy. He said it took a long time to do it, but he said the reason why is because upon researching the background of the mother and the children, that they had been molested, okay? And he said because of that act.
Oh, hang on. Molested by the entities or by, okay, by a human.
Yeah,
okay.
By the mother's boyfriend, which is not the father of the children.
Okay.
Because of that act, he said that he opened up a portal or a way for these demonic entities to attach to these children. He says, because anytime you have that type of thing going on, which is horrible, that negative energy or these demonic beings, you know, that's like a beacon to them. And he said that's what they're taught. And
they
attract
onto the negative energy.
There you go. There you go.
You know, but this sounds a lot like Gene, right? Remember, is Paul and Ben Eno, right? This sounds like it's something that would be right up their alley. Have you ever interviewed them, Katina?
Oh, yes, I have. And they're one of my favorite guests. Yeah.
Please continue. That was just an aside there because he talks about this. This is negative energies and these seemingly separate entities that somehow are able to control people's behavior.
Right. You know, just the fact that he even has the job of doing that. I mean, he's just got to be. I told him you got to be so brave in order to be messing around with this type of stuff, you know. But I've had the pleasure of actually interviewing another one I'll tell you about here real quick. Her name is Lisa Collier Cool, and I'm pretty sure she's an award-winning journalist and author. She was given permission to follow another gentleman over to Italy, Roman Catholic priest, and actually attend the school with him where they teach exorcisms. Okay, no one ever gets permission to do that. And she wrote a book about it, and it's called Deliver Us from Evil. But she talked about how she observed a lady having just unbelievable strength and was talking in the deepest, scariest man's voice ever when they were trying to exorcise a demon from her. She said it really scared her to death. But I do believe in that wholeheartedly. And some of these interviews I do, you know, they're unnerving, to be honest with you. It's not something that I tell my listeners, but they do.
No doubt. I mean, Gene, I think, you know, you'd be pretty unnerved if, you know, you were exposed to that as well. I mean, what do we make of that? And this is what's really cool about having you on today, Katina, because you get to talk about these things. You get to say, hey, this is who I am, and this is some of the stuff I believe. And I also believe that these sorts of experiences do happen to some people. I don't think that they're just all made up, but I do think that we have to be careful about how we interpret it. And so one of the things that I'll float, and here I go inserting myself into the interview, but this is what we do here on this show. Everybody gets to chime in and say, what do you guys think about this? If aliens, as they seem to have, the ability to shapeshift, to become invisible, they have anti-gravity, and they have the ability to influence people's minds seemingly telepathically, we're getting close to a number of these technologies ourselves. When you combine those three things together, you can make a scene look like pretty much anything you want. And if Valet is correct, that what we're dealing with these aliens is some sort of a control mechanism where it wants to influence our culture, it may be the case that the typical religious interpretation is just a cultural reflection of a certain kind of experiment they're doing. I mean, you got a kid walking up wall here, you got anti-gravity, you got some sort of mind control going on, that can happen too. All of this, we don't need to ascribe a supernatural explanation to, really, when you think about it.
Right. I totally agree with that. One other aspect that I do like looking at, you know, like I said, I don't know a whole lot about the subject, and we don't hear them talk a lot about it. I guess there's only a few that I know of that actually talk about the UFOs that that are seen underwater or in the ocean or whatnot. I want to mention Gaia to me. Do you guys watch Gaia?
The channel?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I think some of that stuff is outrageous.
I don't watch it, no. I have this limited list of TV things I watch, mostly junk shows, entertainment, and that's I have no more time.
Yeah, I get it. But Gaia has a lot of foolishness on it. Can I just say a name? I hope it doesn't offend people, but I have a lot of issues with things that Corey Good has been coming out with. I mean, seriously, it's just...
You're in good company here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
ladies and gentlemen, we're now talking about the Airhead generation. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Without a stitch of proof of anything. You know, people are just packing in conference rooms to hear what this guy has to say. It's just really shocking.
How? Why? What is this phenomena? This is part of this cultural phenomena again, isn't it? I mean, we have to accept that it is part of the ufology community, you know, and or the paranormal community, but explaining it in any rational sense, I'm not really sure how we do that.
I don't either. And one of the most entertaining resignation letters I've ever read was the one by David Wilcock. He gave it to Gaia. And someone posted online, maybe he did it, but it's the longest for sure resignation letter I've ever read. I read every stitch of it, and you would be shocked at what he said about that. But, you know, the reason why I'm bringing up Corey Good is just because I heard a recent conversation with Linda Moulton Howe, and she talks to Richard Dolan, and Richard Dolan really has no issues saying that he does not even pay him any mind because he hasn't offered up any proof. So he doesn't see how people can take him seriously. I totally agree with him on that. But something happened there with David Wilcock in that realm, in that production for Gaia. Something happened from his letter, what I gather, from what I remember, he says something about it being a Luciferian agenda. And he does mention that he had some issues with Corey Good, and he wasn't happy with anything Whitley Strieber was saying, so they must have been into it. But my frustration with that is, why do people keep glamorizing what Corey Good is saying? And he's never once offered any proof, and still hasn't to this day, and I don't understand it.
There are many, many wacky characters in the UFO field that come around and make outrageous claims, and sometimes they catch a breeze, and they gain some traction. And then, who knows, more to come with Katina, Jean, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So, Katina, are we talking about the fringe or the cracked? The cracked portion of the saucer.
Yes. You know what? Randall's right. I heard Randall's little input there. He's selling seats. That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly why people keep having him there. But it's still very shocking. You know, it's just very frustrating. People just need to really use their own, you know, just have more discernment for who's telling the truth and more common sense. I think a lot of it's just common sense.
Well, but it makes rest of us look bad. When you have all of the nonsense out there, because they associate people who take it seriously and have a rational point of view and want to look at it rationally and seriously, if you're associated with that by someone who doesn't understand that there are these separate elements within the community, they think you're just as out there as they are.
Yeah, but I see a growing frustration from some of these other researchers. You know, they're just like, enough is enough, you know, stop it already and stop entertaining, you know, what some of these people are saying. Now, one thing that I want to ask you is that, and I want to ask, I heard Gene say it, maybe it was Randall, these people that talk about secret space program, do you believe any of that? I mean, any portion of that?
You know, here's the thing about secret space program. I would think that if there was any evidence for such a thing, we see something. I mean, it's like this dichotomy. We've already colonized the moon and Mars or whatever, and we're working with ET. We set up a base on the moon, all that stuff going on. But we don't see any advancements in the technology here in terms of our space program. And I would think, considering the things going on in this crazy world, we would want to have something to hold over, something more than just nuclear weapons, to hold over other nations who threaten us. Because nuclear war is out of the question, but other things, other advancements. Think of all the things we could do if we have this advanced propulsion system. I think here that it's certainly possible that trillions of dollars are going out under black budgets. What was it that former Defense Secretary Rumsfeld had said the day before 9/11? About several trillion dollars had disappeared. I forget the exact number. But yeah, I guess it's possible. It's fun to theorize. But there's no evidence for it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Gene. It's, you know, we get into talking about popular culture and sci-fi shows and stuff like that, but the technology, if it was that readily available that we could just, you know, fly off to Mars at a moment's notice, I think you're absolutely right.
I'll tell you what, I was thinking about this. You want to see an example of a secret space program at work? Watch the reruns of an old TV show, Stargate SG-1, because essentially that was what it was about.
Well, Stargate's a little different, though. They've got, like, some secret underground base. You know, you don't need a whole fleet of ships, really.
They do have spaceships, too. They have spaceships to go to the places that don't have Stargates at each end.
That's what kills me about Stargate, though, is it's sort of – it's this melting pot of every sci-fi trope out there stuck into one show. And some people really like that, but I don't know. I kind of think that it's just too much. Like, Star Trek has its own universe, and Stargate is just like whatever works, man. We'll just stick it in there. We'll just bolt it on.
But the original movie had some fascinating prospects here where – they go into the ancient astronaut theory that the Gauld, the evil alien parasites, come to Earth in biblical times. And they travel here with their Stargate. And then when the crew, you know, Kurt Russell, James Spader, etc. This is James Spader before he was a little obese. But anyway, he plays this nerdy scientist in this movie. And they go through the Stargate to this other planet. That's like ancient Egypt there, you see. Right. And it was, I think, a fun movie. It was directed by Roland Emmerich, who also did Independence Day. It was really, I think, a fun movie. It spawned this TV series, Stargate SG-1, which takes it to another level, but the original creative team was never a part of it. The original creative team was not a part of it.
Yeah, like some really good stuff there. I've watched quite a few. You want to know a fun? Okay, here's a really fun show that's a little bit different out there. And now we're going way out there in pop culture. But have you guys watched The Umbrella Academy?
You know what? That's on Netflix, right?
Right.
Okay, no, I haven't seen it, but it's in my list to watch.
Oh, it's a treat. Like, it really is a treat. So yeah, Gene's just going to what?
Well, you see, I was about to cancel my Netflix membership. What I do with Netflix to save money is I watch all the shows I want to see, and then I cancel for 6 months. I come back again because they'll retain your settings and your even unwatched movies or partially watched movies for 10 months. I did the same thing, by the way, with CBS All Access. I wanted to see Star Trek Discovery. And I consumed the whole thing in a month, got a special trial on Amazon, and then with Amazon Prime, and then I canceled. I will renew it next year to see the third season of Star Trek Discovery and Star Trek Picard. We can consume that in 1 month and cancel it again.
That's
Well, before you cancel it next time, check out The Umbrella Academy. I've watched it now, I think, four times because it's just so, well, fabulous in my opinion. The characters are so original. But, of course, in this, and a little bit of a spoiler here, at one point we do see that there is a base on the moon where one of the characters originates. But that's not going to spoil much of anything. But once again, here we have this idea that there's this hidden technology out there in the world. And I agree, going back to your original question, Katina, that yes, there is a secret space program to some degree. We know that they have satellites that are in orbit out beyond the moon that can look back on the other side of the moon. We know that. That's reasonable. They probably have aircraft with capabilities that we don't know the extent of. I remember back even with F-16s, they could be outfitted to actually go like Buck Rogers into space if need be. And this was way back then, and you don't hear much about that. So you can kind of imagine what they have now. But a whole fleet that can take off to Mars, no, I don't think so.
Well, you know, part of the secret space program consists of spy satellites. It's not using technology much beyond what we're familiar with.
Exactly. I think our greatest technology is the International Space Station. So,
Well, I want to ask you this now. I forget her name, but she's had a lot of great people on her show. And one of those guys, he wrote a book, and his name's William Tompkins. I'm sure you heard about him. He talks about how he was in the Navy and he had this photographic memory. He was able to make these ships, and he was the catalyst for starting all this, secret space stuff. You know, he designed the craft and things like that. He wrote a book called Selected by Extraterrestrials. You know what I'm talking about?
No, keep going.
Okay. So William Tompkins, he's had several interviews with some really respected, well-respected researchers. Before he died, he was in his 80s. When he started to come out with this stuff, maybe late 70s. However, he says that he saw a lot of this stuff. He was in charge of design it all, and he was given this information directly, you know, from extraterrestrials through telepathy. Okay. Now, another aspect of that is, I was blown away. I watch a lot of lectures on YouTube. Colonel Corso's son did a lecture, and this happened, I think it was in early 2000s. Well, he was at a conference from what it looked like, and he says that the craft that they recovered at Roswell was some type of time traveling craft. It was able to do something as far as like when it flew, it could split into another timeline. Let me tell you something he said that really shocked me, and I couldn't believe it was even coming out of his mouth. Okay. He says that we have to make another craft like that, because what they did was they used this craft to split into another timeline, coming straight out of his mouth. Okay. They use this craft to split into another timeline, and from the timeline that they split off from was where the Nazis won the war. He said, the reason why we need to make another craft is because you can't forever split a timeline. It will come back together no matter what at some point. So
here's
he says,
point. Here's the point, ladies and gentlemen. We got a break. Katina Jean Randall, you're in
the podcast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.